With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the voice of the...
Flustered.
The flustered. Okay, I was looking for something, and there it is. Flustered. And it's time now for the food show. Every afternoon we sit down and we talk about food, restaurants, cooking, wine, anything that's delicious, anything that makes your happy life put together, make you look for other people of the...
same persuasion to enjoy.
And that do it ordinarily and, yeah. And with banks. And...
Today we have a guest in the studio.
We do?
Yes. We have a guest in the studio, and we're going to just sort of introduce him, just baptism by fire. Are you with us there, Josh?
Howdy, Tom. Marianne.
Hey.
Oh, hello there.
Okay, now, do you go by, should we introduce you as Jesus?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I'm going to have you introduce yourself, really, but let me just set up why you're there. So I was at Galatoire's on Friday. And I was at a birthday party, and
said,
Josh
was,
Jesus was at the next table. And someone, you know, I don't think I told you this at Galatoire's, but someone at our table was wondering who you were, because people were coming to sit and have their picture taken with you. And so I thought, oh, well, if he's someone, I mean, you know, in the Instagram social media world, people of my age might not necessarily be familiar with someone your age who is an Instagram sensation. So I said, I'm going to go over and see who he is. So I went and sat down with you, and we chatted for a few minutes. And you explained that you were in town from London and that you are a DJ. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And so what, when I hear a DJ, you know, in the old days, a DJ was someone that came to a party and played records. What do you do?
Pretty much.
Because I looked you up.
Yeah.
I looked you up and I thought, boy, this guy would really hit it off with my husband, because it's an old kind of... You sort of focus on the early 20th century
exactly.
music. Is that right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Generally up to, say, the early 70s.
Okay.
And everything up from, say, 1900, I guess, with the old shellacs and Edison cylinders.
So how did you get into that? Like, how would you even know about that?
I don't know. When I was younger, I watched this show, a BBC serial show called The Singing Detective, if you're aware of it.
It sounds like the kind of thing that we had a lot of in this country called suspense.
Yeah, it's kind of an homage to those, I guess, pulpy noir stories. But
exactly.
It also involved the director and writer's passion for those old 78 RPM songs of his childhood. Yeah.
So this would be like your Red Records, Tom, I guess.
Yeah. until we had Hurricane Katrina here, which I hope you heard about before.
Yes.
And
because if you do remember it, forget it. But anyway, I had in my my office downtown about 300 of those big 33 RPM. What did they call those? There was a name for them, but they
records, just big old records.
Shellac records.
They played in reverse. They were red, and you would put the needle on the outside.
A phonograph. Is that what you're talking about? A phonograph?
No.
Okay.
Agree to disagree.
I'll tell you what else is I'm mystified by, and that is, what's an Instagram?
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, we'll explain that a little bit off the air, Tom. But
well,
Tom
okay.
is an extreme radio and train geek. Okay. So
all
when I saw
analog.
When I looked you up and I saw it, I thought, oh man, these two would really hit it off.
Could be. You know, my favorite line of conversation is one that you can tell in this building and on this radio station and all the other accoutrements we have to this, and it's this really great line. You ready?
Yes.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
I told you he was a geek. However, I'm going to tell you this, Josh. Tom hates with a passion bacalao.
Oh, really?
Now, why did you choose bacalao as your second name?
It just came to me, you know, like a vision, I guess.
Do you really like bacalao?
I like it, but not with a godly passion, you know. Mm-hmm.
Some people really do over in Europe. They really do.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Portugal has over 400 different preparations for bacalao.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, more than one for every day of the year.
It is well known here in New Orleans, believe it or not. During Lent is when it comes out more than any other time. And at that time of year, bacalao, which they usually make with that frozen salted codfish, that you could kill somebody with if you threw them at the right
time. I'm going to try that because I've decided that I need to try that. You've always scared me away from it.
Take all of mine, will you?
But I need to try it.
One of the many 400 preparations.
Well, isn't it like fish and chips when you get right down to it?
No.
It's like more than anything, it's like those codfish capes that you get around New Orleans in
Codfish cakes, yeah.
Codfish cakes.
Yeah.
And and also all over Europe, everywhere you go, you will find bacalao and something like it or something like it.
Yeah. Chef Andrea, who's going to be calling in today, he's a big
Lordy.
Fan of that. All right,
really?
So I found you at Galatoire's.
Yes.
And I would like to know how you came to be at Galatoire's, how you came to be in New Orleans, and what, you know, be the Alexis de Tocqueville and tell us what your impressions of New Orleans were.
Okay, so let's start with Galatoire's.
Okay.
I am a fried chicken aficionado. And in my intense fried chicken research of where to go in New Orleans, I came upon Galatoire's, where I heard it was on the secret menu. And then I also heard that the time to go, capital T, capital T, was Friday for lunch.
That's right.
Yeah, and it was actually my first day in New Orleans that day, and what a perfect introduction it was. I mean, it was an experience unlike any other. Quite
That's
overwhelming,
for sure.
Very alcoholic, and very delicious.
Did you have the fried chicken?
I did, yes.
And it was good. Okay, now I'm going to tell you something really sad, because I think you told me when I talked to you on Friday that you were leaving this Friday.
Tragically, yes.
Do you know that there's a fried chicken festival this weekend?
I know. it was apt timing to be leaving. But yes,
It is.
I'll be heading around Cajun country for a few days from Friday.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Okay. Looking forward to some boudin.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
Well, you'll like that too.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so you search out fried chicken.
Yes.
And do you travel to this country very much?
No, this is my first time here in about 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you go the last time?
The coasts.
Okay.
But yeah, kind of incomparable to here.
Well, you know, New Orleans is kind of the most European city in America. Did you find that as well?
Definitely, especially when it comes to food culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you had anything else besides? I'm sure you have.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I've indulged in many oysters, many, many oysters.
Yes.
Po' boys.
Now, there's my kind of guy.
No, I'm going to tell you what, you two would really hit it off. You would. You absolutely would.
Aww.
Yeah, my idea of a good beginning to a day is about a dozen and a half raw oysters.
That sounds like my ideal start, too.
There we go.
Okay, so let's hear your chronology of your experiences here culinarily, or any experiences that you've had in New Orleans, because I saw you on Friday. You had just gotten here.
So I actually touched down on Thursday night.
Okay.
My first meal here was at Mr. B's Bistro.
Ah, wonderful.
Well chosen.
Thank you. I thought the most apt start would be a gumbo ya-ya followed by the barbecue shrimp.
Sounds Perfect. Like he's been reading your website, Tom.
like mine's, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Where did you get this? You, I guess, researched it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a big itinerary. Well, not itinerary, I guess, but places I wanted to visit, places I wanted to eat, places I wanted to hear.
jazz and stuff.
Yeah, lots of jazz, blues, and there's actually a thriving punk scene here at the moment.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't know about that. We're not the right age for that. Okay, so you went to Mr. B's, and you had gumbo ya-ya, and what was the other thing you said?
The barbecue shrimp.
Barbecue shrimp. Okay. And did you like that? You like the barbecue shrimp, too?
Very much.
Okay.
The pepperiness
terrific
of the sauce. Yes.
Yes, Tom thinks that the gumbo ya-ya at Mr. B's is the best in town.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I agree with that, but I think it's pretty good.
What do you know?
I know how to get good guests. Okay, so, all right. So then Friday rolled around, and you went straight to Galatoire's?
Straight to Galatoire's to put my name down on the menu. On the list.
Yeah. You heard about that, so you knew what to do with that, too?
Exactly. I was there at 8:45.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, tell me your experience, because I wrote something in on our website, nomenu.com, about my experience that day, because I learned about the whole line stander thing from an insider's viewpoint that day. I learned a lot about Galatoire's, and I'm a native. So so you went at – where did you hear – when you were researching things, what did you discover was the method for which you would be assured a meal at Galatoire's?
I actually emailed in and asked whether a reservation was required, and they recommended for Fridays. Well, they said you could reserve on the second floor, but
yes.
I believe the first floor is where
thing.
All the
oh,
action
that's
happens.
So good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So I actually made a reservation, immediately canceled, and decided I'd be there at 8:45 on Friday.
Okay.
And so it goes.
You're playing the game perfectly.
Yeah. So wait, the doors were open at 8:45?
No, someone saw me there standing curiously and took pity on me in the heat.
Well, you know, there are people that are standing there who are being paid by other people to stand. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, so let me tell you about my experience Friday. So I was there for a birthday party, the one that was sitting right behind you.
Yeah.
And there was no one in the dining room when I arrived with the cake at 11. And then there's this clipboard guy who runs around, and apparently if your name is on the clipboard, you're in, and if it's not, you're not. And you can get your name on the clipboard, but for a later time.
Mm.
So I wasn't... none of the names that I threw out were on the clipboard, and it wasn't going to be on the clipboard because, of course, there are no reservations. So when I texted the host, they told me to ask for this guy, Bob. And so when I asked, does anybody know a Bob? One of the waiters said, oh, yeah, let me take you to him.
Yeah,
took me outside.
You can tell that he's authentic when he shows you that his name can be spelled backwards.
Palindromic.
So we go outside, and I find out that Bob is a line stander, and he's been paid to stand in line, and he makes $10 a head for that. And isn't that crazy?
Sign me up.
Isn't that crazy? So anyway, Galatoire's is certainly an interesting place, that's for sure. So you were in line at 8:45, and did you just, like, stand there, or did you put your name on the clipboard and go off?
I got there, let me in after the heat, put my name on the clipboard, and was told to come back at 11:30, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
that's
yeah.
what they were doing.
Yeah. It went pretty smoothly, I gotta say.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, so then you had the fried chicken at Galatoire's. Is that all that you had?
No, I started with the seafood okra gumbo, which might have been the best thing I've ever eaten.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Wow. Okay.
We don't get too much okra in the UK either, so it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, okra is definitely, I'm getting a new appreciation for it. Have you ever had it pickled?
No, but I had it fried yesterday at Willie Mae's.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, where did you have that?
Willie Mae's.
Okay. We're gonna get to all the rest of your
list.
Before you leave, pick up a jar from a supermarket of Tiffy's TIFFE'S pickled okra.
I'm writing that down as we speak.
And then put it in everything. It's really great. Okay. All right. So then you had the okra gumbo, and then you had the fried chicken, and what else?
For dessert, I believe. I'm not sure. I had quite a few drinks as well, so it got a bit fuzzy after a certain point.
Well done.
That helps at Galatoire's.
Here's something that they don't tell you, but it's true. If you die in New Orleans, it's considered natural causes.
Of cirrhosis of the liver. If you die of cirrhosis of the liver, it's considered natural causes. Yeah. Okay, so did you think the scene was quite interesting?
Yes. Interesting, capital letters. I've never experienced anything like that. It was...
Yeah.
It felt of another time, you know?
Yes. It's pretty wild.
I walked back out onto Bourbon Street, and it was like, whoa, where have I been?
Very good.
Exactly,
I mean,
right.
This is great. You are playing your visit here absolutely perfect.
Yes, let's see where he went next. Okay, so, oh, wait, we should take a break. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. We're talking to Jesus Bacalao, who you should look up on the internet. He is a DJ from the UK, and he's our Alexis de Tocqueville with his observations of New Orleans on his first visit here. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Jesus Bacalao.
Howdy.
Which sounds improbable until you learn more about the guy, and he comes through with absolutely the perfect line every time he has heard something from our little gang here. So it's been very entertaining to have you on the program.
Too kind, Tom. Too kind.
And he also, after only a short time in New Orleans, has become an expert on Galatoire's. Sounds like it to me.
He's well-researched, that's for sure.
I'll be writing the British Guide to Galatoire's. On Friday evening, I did a bit of a oyster tour. Started with Acme, where I had, I believe, 2.5 dozen raw and 6 charbroiled, along with a couple very dirty martinis.
Okay. Aren't the char-grilled great?
Oh, wow. Yeah, they don't do them in Europe that way. So that was actually my first time eating a cooked oyster. It was rather mind-blowing.
You know, oysters, the kind of oysters eaten in Europe are really, they're totally a different kind of oyster from what we have on this side of the world.
Mm.
But it's but the main thing that comes out of it is that the ones in that you're stuck with in Europe have a way. No, they're pretty expensive.
Tom is an oyster snob.
Oh yeah, no, like eating oysters in the UK or anywhere in Europe really is a rarity, whereas
yeah, we have a lot of them here.
It's an elite dish.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
so
you can come have all you want.
Exactly.
All right. So you had oysters. It was an oyster festival on Friday night. Then what did you do on Saturday?
Well, actually, after Acme, I went to Felix's where I tried the buffalo oysters, too. And
now,
another half dozen charbroiled.
Okay, and a half dozen charbroiled. Yeah. Have you been to Drago's yet? Because they're the originators.
Oh, really? I think that might be this evening's plan.
Okay. All right. So you had Felix's and Acme, and which of those did you prefer? Because they're right across the street from each other.
Exactly. Well, Acme for fresh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, just unbelievable. I enjoyed drinking the juices afterwards. And,
there you are. Mm. I mean, you got it.
Yeah, he's got it.
But
yeah,
the buffalo oysters are pretty innovative, I gotta
say. Okay, now what is that? Is that like buffalo wings?
Exactly, yeah. Deep fried in a spicy buffalo sauce with a blue cheese dressing on the side.
Okay. I think you could become an adopted New Orleanian. You sound really into the...
Thank you.
Okay, so then Saturday, what did you do?
Saturday, a very oystery start once again. I went to Stanley's where I ordered the egg Stanley.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't thought of Stanley in forever. Now, how did Stanley turn up?
I can't quite remember. I guess I did some pretty intense oyster research. And, the egg Stanley dish was on top of some of the lists as I
Really?
Yeah.
Stanley.
Hmm.
Huh. Because Stanley was really, really hot a few years ago, and you just don't hear much about it anymore.
Oh, really? Okay. But yeah, a delicious dish. Okay. Egg Stanley.
All right. So then what did you do? Have you gained a lot of weight so far?
I think I've lost it all through sweat, but...
that's about right.
Yes, you did pick a rather hot, warm time to come.
Not too bad, though. We got lucky.
Yeah, it's better. 80, it's better than it was.
Which is low for us.
Yeah. No, we hit 105 with this humidity
a
couple of weeks ago.
I heard it was usually the rainy season this time of year as well, so I feel rather lucky.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I was in London 2 years ago, and I was surprised by their weather in July. It was 50s. So, you know, you can get surprised anytime.
Most definitely.
So then after that, you went where?
Saturday night.
After breakfast, you went?
It was a late-ish brunch.
Uh-huh.
I actually went to Treme that evening. I had Manchu's Chicken Shop.
Hmm. Wait, where?
Don't know that one.
Manchu's. Yeah.
Was that in like St. Rock Market or something?
No, it's just off the Esplanade.
Mm. Wait. Spell that.
Manchu, like Fu Manchu.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. A delicious Chinese take on fried chicken and amazing barbecue sauce with yaki mein on the side.
Yes, yaki mein. You have to try that. Okay. And that was good?
Oh, very good.
That's one for us. We're going to have to look that one up. Manchu's chicken.
Okay. Takeout only. Takeout only.
Oh, okay. So takeout place. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was where? On Esplanade.
Yes.
Okay.
And Treme.
Yeah.
In Treme, yeah.
Huh. That strikes a nice little heart in my heart. And that's where I grew up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
All right. So moving on.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., Parkway Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
That's a winner.
Yeah.
Oh, most definitely.
But did you get enough to eat?
I was fit to bust.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
You know what? I should have heard your itinerary, which I guess was all planned, because
No? I have like a long list of places that I want to hit up, and then I've just been choosing by the day, depending on how I'm feeling.
Apart from,
say, Galatoire's and
okay.
a couple restaurants that have specials on certain days.
Okay. Well, maybe we can help you with the remainder of your trip from your list. Okay. So, of course, I don't know if we should even claim that since we didn't even know about Manchu. Okay. All right. So, Parkway. Good. What'd you get at Parkway?
The alligator sausage and turkey gumbo.
Oh, that's unique.
Yes. Very unique.
Uh-huh.
Followed by a large shrimp po' boy.
Okay.
Dressed, of course. And two box root beers to wash it all down.
There you are.
I've become again, slightly addicted to box root beer. I think I'm going to have to import it.
Okay. Keep going. This guy has it down. Go ahead.
That evening, I don't remember. Oysters again.
That's a familiar thing you say in New Orleans. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think oysters again, possibly, if I recall. But then...
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you don't know where?
No.
Okay.
Somewhere with tables.
Somewhere what?
With tables.
Okay.
There were chairs. Right. And then...
Monday, everything's closed here, so what did you do?
Willie Mays, actually...
Okay.
I had the fried chicken, mac and cheese, and the fried okra.
Okay. You know, if I had known that you were here for fried chicken, last night was Carl's Fried Chicken at the Roosevelt Hotel, which is
really?
A big deal here. Did you have that?
No.
Had you heard of it?
I hadn't, actually.
Okay.
I'll have to come back, I guess.
You do have to come back again.
Bad.
Please let us know if you do. Okay.
For sure.
All right. So you went to Willie Mays. Did you like Willie Mays?
Very much.
Now, see, we're not fans of Willie Mays.
Oh, really? Why
yeah.
so?
Yeah.
It's one of those things that if you're a local, it sort of ferments in your brain, and you feel like, well, heck, I've been seeing this all my life. That
for
doesn't
sure.
make it any less good. But
definitely a tourist-based clientele, I'd say. Whereas
it's
I think,
different kind of batter.
Yeah. You know? Very light, yeah. crispy.
Yeah. Okay. So go ahead. So today, where'd you go before you came to the show?
I went to the Hi-Hat Cafe.
Oh. Now that is definitely off the radar. So where in the world would you have been turned on to that? By a local that you met somewhere?
I honestly have no idea. But once again, it was just like if you take a look at my list of restaurants, very close to the top is go to Hi-Hat on Tuesday, !! Specifically for the fried chicken.
Okay.
With mac and cheese, pimento.
Oh, yes.
And hush puppies.
Oh, wait, we have to take a break.
Okay.
Stay there.
I'll
we'll be right back. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Hello, welcome back. You have managed to tune into the food show. I lost my mind there. 31 years on the air.
Yes.
Same host, same idea, same concept, same everything.
Although I think our guest, Jesus, could do this now because he has certainly done his research.
Look
we
out,
are
Tom.
Talking to Jesus Bacalao from London, who is here visiting and has certainly done an extensive amount of research.
And eating.
All right. So your plan is Dragos tonight.
Yes.
What else is left on your list?
There's about 40 restaurants or so.
40?
At least.
I understand that.
So I don't think I'll be able to visit all of them as tragic.
No, you won't, but run through the list and maybe we can help steer you to some good ones.
Jacques Imo's.
Okay.
That's a long drive, but it's a very good restaurant.
I think he needs to go there because I think it would definitely round out his experience. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Quite a few po' boy places. Liutz's by the track.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, man.
Oh, really? I'm feeling that tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot of po' boy places. Frankie and Johnny's Creole.
Uh-huh.
Frankie and Johnny's, I guess. What else is there? Dookie Chase's.
Okay.
Irene's.
And this is all in your pursuit of fried chicken.
Not all,
there
but largely.
Okay, but were oysters a big thing too, or you've just discovered? Wow, that's a great place for oysters.
No, oysters were a big thing too.
They were.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. But the thing with fried chicken is, it's a nice like reference point, you know, because it's so different here. To say, well, especially England, but even to what I've tried across the U.S.
Well, we like our fried stuff here.
Yes.
A little too much, I would say. But.
I think we probably eat more fried stuff than anybody. Go ahead, what?
I don't think you could like it too much. It's like a...
No, I would agree with you there.
I think when you get home, you're going to have to probably detox from all the fried stuff you're eating.
Or retox.
Anyway... All right, what other ones? Run through the list really quickly. I'm curious to see what's on it.
It's kind of vaguely organized into chicken, oysters, and po' boys.
Okay.
So the other oyster spots, there's Drago's Redfish Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Arno's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it on the oyster front.
Well, now, Arno's is what we call the Grand Dame. There are four Grand Dames here, five, actually. Let's see, Broussard's, Arno's, Antoine's, Galatoire's, and Two Jacks, five.
Very well done, Marianne.
Okay, so you've already hit the funnest of the Grand Dames. So
that's certainly true.
I don't know. Anyway, keep going.
We have Pascal Manali's.
Oh, you should do that one.
I hear the barbecue shrimp and gumbo there are.
Yeah, and that's another really old one that isn't one of the official grand dames, but it's old and unique in its own way. Oh, and you can meet Thomas, the oyster shucker?
Thomas, yeah.
You go to the oyster bar, and Thomas has been there probably
40, 50
80 years.
Oh, really?
he will give you wisdom. He will give you not only oysters, but he will give you wisdom.
Yes.
That sounds
like
a
bartender only with oysters.
My kind of place.
Okay. Yeah.
My kind of town. Wrong city.
Okay.
I didn't mean to.
All right. So go ahead.
On the po' boy front, we have parasols, I hear, for the roast beef po' boy.
Mm-hmm. Good one. They take a long time to
get the sandwich.
Jesus,
you have to come back. You can't do all of this in one
No,
trip.
I know. I tragically only have one stomach.
And not enough time in the day, because all these places are scattered out there in different neighborhoods.
No, exactly.
Luckily for you, New Orleans is not a really big city.
It's, I think, the perfect size, because I mean, everyone, as I got here, told me how small it was. But I don't know. I guess being here without a car maybe makes it seem larger, but I think it's, very nice size.
It's a manageable size for sure.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
We have Casamentos.
Oh, are they open again? They must be. It's after Labor Day, huh?
Yeah, the rule is that you can't eat oysters, or not supposed to anyway, in months that don't have an R in them. So May, June, July, you're not supposed to touch oysters in those months.
I'll keep that in mind.
Casamentos is closed, though.
They live up to that rule.
For summer. But I think they open after Labor Day, don't they?
If you're lucky.
Because they have a sort of peculiar operate in their own world.
I saw their schedule. I think at the best of times, it was Wednesday to Sunday, or...
Yeah, but that is a really unique place. It's 100 years old this year.
Wow.
And it's definitely all these places that we're talking about, except for Hi Hat, which is kind of sort of a one-off
the enfant terrible
in this list. But that's really a unique place. Really unique. You kind of have to go there, too.
Most definitely. Just off Magazine
Street. You just
have
to eat nonstop.
Yeah.
Keep going. Go ahead.
I know. That,
and, you're thin enough. You can do it.
Oh, thank you. But, there's so many museums and stuff that I've kind of have to maybe not visit because of the restaurants. I mean, they do take priority.
Well, New Orleans is about the food, so you're just going to have to, Of course, the World War II Museum is kind of world-renowned.
Yes, yes.
So you might have to do that. Anyway, keep going.
We have Seether's Seafood.
Oh, that's... I wouldn't...
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah, that's kind of far out.
I'll cross
that's
that off.
That's an unusual place and not particularly known in any, major way.
Off the list.
Yeah. With only 2 days left, you got to go for the heavy hitters now.
What would you recommend?
Well, I'm listening to your list, and I'm saying
you're hitting really all the good ones.
Yeah, he's got the high notes here. Go ahead.
Rosedale's.
No, I wouldn't do that either.
Okay.
No. No. You don't even have time enough for the major players.
No, exactly.
Of which is Pascal's Manali.
Yes.
Casamentos. Drago's is the home of the original char-grilled oyster. So, are you going to the flagship or are you going to the one downtown?
Flagship, I think.
Okay. Yeah, you should do that. Okay.
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Okay. And, because I guess I only have 4 or 5 meals left, sadly. it brings a tear to the eye.
Well, before you get any tears or lies for that matter, what? Where did that come from?
Yeah. I never know.
If I were to come to London, would I hear you on the radio?
You can hear him on the radio now.
Yes.
Oh, really?
My show is on NTS Radio, which is the world's premier online station. It started out in London, but now there are studios in LA and Shanghai as well.
Mm.
We have this is primarily in one such program where. A online kind of a program, and we have been for quite a while. And
only 3 years.
Only 3 years, but they're picking up on us, and it's becoming more and more prevalent, and we have a lot of
lawsuits.
A bunch of things that I can't remember.
Yeah. Anyway, I want you to promote yourself so that people can look you up. Tell us about your, an Instagram.
I do. My name is Jesus Bacalao, and my show's name is Jesus Bacalao's Light Entertainment Program.
Excellent.
Thank you. The purpose of that is to, kind of explore the obscure records of the past. It was originally shellac only, but now it's more focused on private press vinyl, vinyl that bands or their managers, sometimes church groups even, have paid to record themselves.
I do that all the time.
So I
think you might be just as geeky as Tom.
I think so. You have a challenger, Tom.
I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but I'm trying to recall the lady who was very famous as a singer all throughout World War II, and she was given all sorts of honors by the Queen and
Patty Andrews? No.
No.
Vera Lynn?
No. That's it. What was her first name again?
Vera.
Vera Lynn.
We'll meet again. That one.
Don't know where.
Mm-mm-mm.
Do you like to sing also, Jesus?
Especially in the shower.
That's the best place.
Well, Tom sings out of the shower.
Oh, really?
Tom likes to sing. Oh, yes, everywhere. Yes, and especially on the radio show. All right, so you're leaving on Friday.
Yes.
Okay, and you're going straight back to London?
No, I'm heading to Cajun country for 5 days.
Oh, okay.
To Bro Bridge for a couple nights, the crawfish capital of the world.
Okay.
And then to Lafayette for another couple of days. Mm-hmm. Then I have 2 days in Baton Rouge, and then I'll be heading back across the pond.
Okay, are you leaving from Baton Rouge or you're leaving from here?
From Baton Rouge.
Oh, you're leaving from Baton Rouge?
Mm-hmm.
They know how to fly, too.
They do. Baton Rouge by Atlanta, Georgia.
I see. Okay. Okay. All right. So where do you live in London?
Hackney in East London.
Okay. That's like the cool place now. Okay.
That's
now,
I don't know if she's let this out, but Marianne over here is an absolute burn for Great Britain and all parts of it. She is just a wild person for that.
Yes.
And will walk around incessantly for days on end to look at something else that she never knew existed before.
Are you familiar with the north of England, too?
Yes, a little bit. A little bit.
I love Scotch whiskey.
Who doesn't?
True.
Yeah, I'm also a former resident of Old York up in the north. Which is
not that far. We never made it up that far.
Oh, really?
As opposed to New York.
But there was a trip, the one I mentioned. I have been several times. We were actually there just a few months ago. But my daughter and I have this habit of flying into some place and getting in a car and just like tearing it up, you know. Mm. And so 2 years ago we did couple of days in London and then headed out on what I could only describe as the Pride and Prejudice chick tour of the UK. And so we went to
the Goring Hotel.
We didn't do the Goring then.
Oh,
but we
I like the Goring Hotel.
I know you love the Goring Hotel. But we went sort of in a right angle heading toward Ireland. At which point, when we got to Ireland, we did the, what's it called? The leap year chick tour of Ireland. And so we crossed the Irish Sea after going through Wales. And we did all of this in 6 days, by the way.
What did you think of the Welsh accents?
No, we didn't really stay in Wales. We weren't any place long enough to really investigate an accent. Let's just leave it at that. But we did have a good time.
I like them. They're good singers.
Tom the Jones. Welsh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
Charlie.
Well, I wish that you were coming back through New Orleans. I would try to rendezvous with you for dinner or something.
I think I'll definitely be back here within the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. It's been that great a trip thus far.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, we certainly are friendly, aren't we? I mean, Galatoris, I was noticing everyone coming up to your table, and you're so nice that, you know, it was like you were embraced as part of the wackiness of Galatoris.
No, like, honestly, it's probably the most welcomed I've ever felt in a new place.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what we're like. That's what we're known for, you know? I'm surprised no one's adopted you yet.
They've tried.
Oh, wait another 5 minutes.
And if you're going to Dragos tonight, I'm going to make a call for you before you get there. Are you leaving right from the station?
No.
Okay.
Probably wait it out a bit. I'm still rather
hit
full
a couple
from
other
lunch.
Meals before you get out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yeah, a few snacks.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna definitely talk to you. You know, before you leave town and you know, try to kind of introduce you to some people, too.
Perfect.
Okay.
The man's name is Jesus Barra...
Bacalao.
Bacalao.
Yes.
There
Jesus
we go.
Bacalao.
And that in its own is now, enough for us to want to have you back again.
Okay. Now, if before you leave, though, because you got about another 6 minutes or so, I would like you to... were you born in London?
Born in Oaxaca, Mexico, but raised in London. Yeah.
Okay,
The Jesus is a tribute to that.
I see. Okay. And how long have you lived in London?
Pretty much all of my life.
All the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Okay. I see. I'm sure there's an interesting story there. I don't know if we want to investigate it.
leave it as a mystery.
Yeah, we'll leave that as a mystery. Okay. So if a person, because we have very well-traveled and basically, you know, people who like to live the good life. So there are people, I'm sure, that are heading over to London. And I would like to get some ideas from you for them.
Food-wise.
Wait, what?
In terms of food.
Well, food and, you know, things that would make it a really interesting... Like, I would like for you to, if you could impromptu, craft a mini trip that would be as good for them as this one has been for you.
Oh, I don't think that would be possible.
Okay.
But I'll give it a whirl. So, one of my favorite restaurants is actually a Japanese restaurant, which... I frequent probably once a week. The Defune, it's called. D-E-F.
What's it called?
Defune. That's D-E-F-U-N-E.
Okay.
It's a very traditional Japanese place. Probably the most authentic you'll get outside of Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, well, the difference between here and English food culture is that whereas here it's a literal gumbo and you're not sure what's influenced what anymore and... It's just beautiful. London's more kind of compartmentalized in its multiculturalism.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
So, you got to make that choice. Do you want this or that?
Well, I think people that are going to London would probably, like, think about it in terms of a tourist. Because I'm not going to go to London and eat Japanese food.
Sure.
I'm going to go to London and try to find some good English food. Is that possible?
It's possible, possibly-ish, depending on how strong your stomach is, I guess. one of the famous dishes in the East End, of course, is jellied eels.
Is jellied eels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jellied in their own natural jellies.
For people who are over 30.
Pardon?
For people who are over 30.
Yes. The River Cafe is for sure a must visit.
Where is that?
Hammersmith.
Okay.
Between Hammersmith and Fulham, right on the River Thames.
Okay.
If you know the chef, Jamie Oliver, that's where he got his start.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Okay. You know what? Every time I go to London, I find myself eating in a restaurant next door to Jamie Oliver's place. Actually, that's not true. I did eat at a Jamie Oliver place when we went for the Olympics in 2012, but I haven't since then. All right, so your favorite Indian.
Ooh, so for upscale Indian, Amaya.
Maya.
Amaya.
Where's that?
Knightsbridge.
Okay.
And then for more traditional Indian, it's a tough one.
We went to a little family place in
Brick Lane, was it?
It was actually maybe in Marylebone. It was by the BBC, and it's a family restaurant that everybody seemed to know about.
Oh, really? And
I can't remember the name of it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, we like Dishoom.
Oh, Dishoom's great. Which one did you go to?
We went to the one in Covent Garden.
Ah, very nice.
The one out in East London is supposed to be really cool.
Yeah. I think that's got a real atmosphere to it.
Yeah. They've all got a cool atmosphere. I said it was like Old Bombay, but I don't have any idea what that really is.
An imagined Old Bombay.
If you could imagine, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So they have that great Indian cola on the menu as well.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a scene as well as the food. And I think the food is good. I think the food is probably more fake Indian.
Yeah, more of a fusion, I guess.
Yeah. It's more of a palatable sort of Indian thing. It's definitely a thing for sure. What else do you like?
A lot of Italian.
Really?
Yeah. That's the thing. As I was saying, being that there isn't such a obviously there is a English food culture, but it's a global
mecca, so kind of have to expect that. All right, so best fish and chips.
Poppy's fish and chips for sure.
Where's that?
Near Spitalfields Market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it in Spitalfields?
Just across the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Poppies. I'm going to remember that because I'm always looking for good fish and chips, and I'm always saying to myself, I like the idea of fish and chips more than I like fish and chips.
Mm.
But, it's always greasy. Well,
if you want the best fish and chips, though, you have to head further north.
Okay. Like out of the city?
No, the north of England.
Okay.
Northerners visiting London will not eat fish and chips.
Okay.
Yeah. they say they just can't make those chips down south.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, there's. Well, oh, sorry.
No, we have to let you go.
Tragic.
But I really enjoyed it. I'm glad you came on.
It's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be in touch. So give out your Instagram address.
It is Jesus Bacalao.
Okay. Easy enough.
Okay. Easy enough.
All right. Thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure, Marianne. And Tom, thank you for having me. And hopefully I'll appear again soon.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Wow, that was terrific.
WWL 105.3.
Good job, dear.
FM HD2. You guys are blood brothers, I can tell you that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.